Okay, welcome back. Continuing my discussion with Joshua Phillip. We are also wrapping up KER Politics here. We've got about 9.5 minutes to talk about the subject that I find to be really interesting. Josh, you made a really good point when you talked about when you likened what's going on in American politics right now to the Pavlov theory that he proved with dogs. Well, here's what's going on right now. Let's just take one example. Let's forget at this moment in time, because there's definitely no conclusive proof in on the situation down in Mexico. So let's talk about what happened and that you wrote about in your article. Now, let me give you a preface. President Donald Trump is facing another wave of attacks from the big corporate media and the Democratic establishment. This time, he's being accused of saying he would accept opposition research on a political opponent from a foreign country. You know, there is, that is a true statement, but it leaves out a very, very important factor. And let me bring that up right now. Basically, he said, of course he would, but what he would do is he would then, if that information had anything to do with trying to rig elections, trying to whatever, you know, discredit political opponents, etc., he's on the record as saying he would turn that information immediately over to the FBI and they would take it from there. Let's talk about your story, Josh.
Right. So Trump did an interview. Basically, he was asked, you know, if a foreign national, you know, wanted to offer you information on a or wanted to tell you information on a candidate, would you listen? Trump says, yeah, I'd listen. You know, and if I thought there was anything wrong, I'd alert the FBI. The media took that and ran with it, twisted around, and suddenly, you know, then he, by the way, he used a fictional example saying, you know, if Norway, you know, wanted to warn me about someone, of course I'd listen. There's nothing wrong with listening. Media takes that, twisted around. Suddenly says Trump says he would accept opposition research and would not necessarily from a foreign government and would not necessarily alert the FBI. He said he would alert the FBI if he thought there was something wrong with it, and he never said he would accept opposition research from a foreign government. Both of those statements were false. They were both half truths, right? And then Trump clarifies it. He goes a bit further and he says, look, you know, I meet with foreign leaders all the time. If they tell me about someone, of course I'm going to listen. That doesn't hurt to listen. And the real irony of this is, as I mentioned just before the break, this is exactly what the Democrats did when it came to the Espio dossier. And remember what happened with that. That was actual opposition research, right? They hired a company called Fusion GPS. It was the Clinton campaign and the Democratic National Committee who paid for it. And Fusion GPS went and hired a foreign national, Christopher Steele, who then, by his admissions, if he's telling the truth, collected information from Russian individuals still active in the Kremlin, right? In other words, they bought opposition research. They paid for opposition research from a foreign national who collected it from Russian disinformation, right? From Russian individuals and disinformation, because all the major claims have been proven false. And the Mueller report, you know, showed that none of the claims in it were true. They used that to launch this entire Trump-Russia investigation. They used that to cross-corroborate information. They used that to, you know, cause chaos in the election. The things that they just accused Trump of doing, not only was it false, but they themselves actually committed the, say, scandalous element of those claims, yeah. You see? And this is how they do it. It's all projection. They accuse you of doing what they do, right?
You know, I got to tell you, Josh, I find this to be fascinating. I got a lot of years on you, my man, but I got to tell you, in the lot of years that I have on you, I thought I'd seen everything. Let me just alert our listeners here. Read two short paragraphs from your article. Quote, Assistant Attorney General Stephen Boyd recently confirmed that the investigations into Spygate, or the scandal that helped manufacture the Trump-Russia collusion narrative, has expanded to include foreign intelligence agencies. We already know that the Democratic National Committee, Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign, and possibly the Obama administration manufactured the scandal with the help of former British spy Christopher Steele, who said he received information from Russian sources still active in the Kremlin. Another source in the scandal was Alexander Downer, a former Australian foreign minister, and it's possible others were involved. Boy, you don't see that as a headline in the New York Times or the Washington Post, do you, Josh?
No, you don't. And there were others involved as well, but we're kind of waiting for the full story to come out. It appears that they use the Five Eyes intelligence sharing system to even use foreign intelligence agencies to collect, basically spy on the Trump campaign and do things that are illegal under the U.S. system. This is what it seems happened. That is still being confirmed exactly how that played out. With the current evidence, it really seems that that's what happened. But we're kind of waiting to see where this goes still. But what we're witnessing is one of the biggest political scandals in U.S. history play out, and the media is not covering it. Not only are they not covering it, if you type in Spygate on Wikipedia, at least last time I checked just recently, it says that it is a Donald Trump conspiracy theory, which is absolute nonsense. You can be, Epic Times, we published a full, we kind of did an unconventional investigative report. You're looking at it. The Spygate scandal is one that involves tons of individuals, dozens of individuals, organizations, and so on. And many of the ways these individuals colluded in this scandal has many different threads. And to show people that, you're going to tell them dozens of names, dozens of organizations, and so on, it gets really confusing. And so what we did was we came up with a new form of investigative reporting, which is we did a large infographic, a poster-sized infographic, which lays out the entire scandal. And that was accompanied by a very large investigative report, which explains how all these individuals were involved, what exactly happened. All of the information we have there is public information. You can go and verify it yourself and check all of our facts yourself. This is absolutely not a conspiracy theory. It is verifiable information through the admissions of, even a lot of the legacy news outlets, and also through public reporting from, say, government documents and these kinds of things. It is absolutely verifiable.
The only comment that I can make at this point, we got about 2.5 minutes left, or I should say about 1.5 minutes left here. The only comment that I can make here is the Epic Times, with its circulation of about 11 million, to me is the only paper, the only print, and also obviously electronic source of information that I have ever seen that actually has taken Trump's side. Utilizing guys like yourself and some of the other people who go in-depth research into all of this stuff. I mean, how can any news outlet take this thing seriously about how Trump would use information from foreign countries, if that would help him or another Republican win the election? Here's an exact quote showing the ridiculous nature of that from Donald Trump. I meet and talk to foreign governments every day. I just met with the Queen of England, the Prince of Wales, the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, the Prime Minister of Ireland, the President of France, and the President of Poland. We talked about everything. Should I immediately call the FBI about these calls and meetings? How ridiculous. I would never be trusted again. With that being said, my full answer is rarely played by the what he calls the fake news media. Josh, I have to tell you, this is an incredibly interesting story, and the left has done such an effective job in my opinion, controlling the media, the major media, New York Times, Washington Post, the folks who are very avid, they call themselves progressives, are using the ploy of, look at us, poor us, we're the only segment of our society that cares at all about the downtrodden. They care at all about people who are willing to break the law. That's going to kill our country eventually if it doesn't stop. Josh, always a pleasure.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.